My wife went to be with the Lord 2 years ago in August. And I think that if she had an opportunity to speak to us this evening, she would confirm much of what we have heard already. She always said, push a pencil. She always had a pencil, and she could write down certain things. And she even wrote in the Bible. Uncle Arthur preached on this subject, and she had it in the Bible. But at the end of her life, she had a sister. That sister is still living in a nursing home. And she had dementia. And she fell, broke a bone in her leg. And so we had much to do to take care of her. And with that stubbornness that came with her dementia. It was time. Now my wife had fixed supper, and so I was to help her, assist her to get to the table. And she would just smile at me, you know. And I said, it's time to go. She wouldn't move. So I took her by the hands, and I picked her up. And she yet smiled at me. And when I let her go, she sat down again. So what are you going to do? I had to insist upon her coming to the table. Things were ready and so on. She fell again and broke another bone. And after that, we couldn't care for her. So she's in the Donald Trump nursing home. So now I thought, now we're free. Now we're free. We can have time together. You know, I like to get to bed about 10 o'clock. But she never went to bed at 10 o'clock. She said, now I have time to be alone. Alone with the Lord. She never went to bed before 1 o'clock. She had her time. She insisted on that. And her Bible demonstrates how she marked it up, so on. But it's a good thing. I thought, what would you have in your journal tonight? What would you have put in your journal tonight? Does anything come to mind? That thought of your salvation lies in the fact that you sit still. Sometimes it's well for us just to get quiet. Sit still. Don't do anything. And the Lord will work. Meet our need. But now that carried through her entire life, even when she came to camp. Her point was to seek the Lord. I'm here to seek the Lord. Spend time. She had a place on Watch Rock where you went down a distance toward the water, and there was a place where she could sit and then have her writing and so on. As I say, she was very consistent in doing that. Just to attend upon God. He spoke to her, and she had it written. And it was surprising after she passed away how much writing she had that I didn't know anything about. But maybe you ought to have a journal. Write down these things that God has spoken to your heart. Write it down. I'm sure like our sister said, how it has blessed her. This is where we go forward in the things of God. And so, push a pencil. Push a pencil. Write certain things down. You know, I've told you, I was in the Air Force. And I had occasion to come home. Now, this was owing to the fact that the war was over. So we didn't have so many planes to send out and so many planes to come back. See, so I asked my boss if I could take the third shift. That's the night shift, because there was no work. So what did I do at night? I got a blanket or quilt, put it on the bench, and slept. See? And then I could come home. I was alert, awake, got a pass, I'm going home for a period of time. So, but what I did, I couldn't go back to my base by airplane. They came into the Floyd Bennett Field. They had litter cases that they brought in. So I had to take the train. So I had to leave the meeting right away. I mean, to get back on time, or else I was in trouble. So what I did, I went home, I mean, as quick as I could. Now I would say, Lord, what did you say tonight? What did you say to me tonight? See, I wanted that to register with me. The Lord would speak, and so on. So that's what I did. What did you say? Now we could say tonight. What did the Lord say? What did he say to me? And then maybe you ought to write it down and take it to heart. Dear Lord, teach me what it means to wait upon thee and to wait for thee. And there is a strengthening as you wait upon the Lord. The Lord is our strength. And as we wait on him, he strengthens us. I don't get very tired. But the other day I came to the prayer time, the afternoon, and I really wasn't feeling well. I was really sick. Not that sick, but I could have sat here and just, you know, within myself. But then I opened the hymn book. And I found, I just opened to the song where it says, Arise, my soul, arise. So I had to pick myself up, arise, my soul. Do what God wants you to do. If I sit there and just bemoan the fact that I'm not feeling the way I should, what blessing might I be, or lack of blessing, to those who are with me? So, sometimes we have to shake ourselves and, you know, arise. Praise the Lord. Do his will. Whatever. Regardless of how you feel. And the Lord will help us with that. But I'm exceeding what I wanted to say in particular. Get a journal, maybe. And write it down. And God will help you. Have your time with the Lord. I didn't know what I had, really. I only found out when she left me. The blessing that God had made her in so many lives, You know, at the funeral, she had a tract already, everything prepared for the funeral, just to encourage people. Everyone got a tract. I believe you, if you were there, you got a tract from my wife, and so on. So to the very end, she endeavored to bless others and be a blessing.
Number 339, 339 in our hymn books. And after we sing this song, we'll change the order of the service, and we'll have time for prayer and just to get still and to wait upon our God. I know some of you might be a little tired, especially the staff, and I would just say this, just stay as long as you can, and I mean, just stay a few minutes if that's all you can stay. But if you leave this place, I want you to go to bed. You know what I mean? I don't want you to say, I can't stay and pray, and then you're hanging out to 11 o'clock because it's only 9:10. I'm sorry, I'm being very practical, and so forgive me if you're not on staff. But we have a whole week ahead of us. Tonight it's only 9 o'clock. There's no reason for anybody to be up to 11 if you're tired. All right, because we're not going to get through the week. And no waiting on God is going to help you unless you sleep when you can sleep. I'm sorry, that's the way I think it works. Right? I'm sorry, right? All right, everyone heard that? Young people, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if I'm speaking to you, then please heed my advice to you, all right? But if we can just stay a few minutes as long as you can, and others maybe want to stay longer, but let's just all just spend some time before God tonight before we leave this place. And as Dad said, just ask him, Lord, now what did you say to me? And if you've said something, Lord, to me, then I want you to implant it in my heart. I want you to write it upon the tables of my heart. Praise God. Let's stand together and sing this song. I cannot tell thee whence it came, this peace within my breast. But this I know, there fills my soul a strange and tranquil rest. There's a deep settled peace in my soul. There's a deep settled peace. Near me roll. Christ abides. I cannot tell thee why he chose to suffer and to die, but if I suffer here with him, I'll reign with him on high. There's a deep settled peace in my soul, in my soul. There's a deep settled peace, my soul. Though the billows of sin near me roll, he abides, Christ abides. Hallelujah. Brother Willie, would you pray with us, please?
Lord Jesus, we do thank you for the goodness of your mercy and your loving care over us. We thank you so much for this time we can spend here together. Help us all, Lord Jesus, keep our eyes upon you. We have so much to be thankful for. You loved us, Lord Jesus, before you loved us. We thank and praise thee for it, and we do commit ourselves, continue your loving care, your hands upon us. Still draws closer unto thyself. We thank and praise thee for all your goodness and mercy, and continue to keep your hands upon all, especially our children which are here.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, dear
Lord.
Lord, yes, Lord. Keep your hands upon them and draw them closer unto thyself.
Hallelujah.
Open their eyes,
Hallelujah.
That you truly want to love you.
Hallelujah.
And follow thee wholeheartedly. I thank and praise thee for all your goodness and mercy. Wonderful Savior, precious Lord, we cannot thank you and praise you enough for all your goodness and mercy, Lord. You loved us truly before we loved you. We
yes,
cannot
Lord.
Thank you
yes,
and praise
Lord.
You enough. But it's our desire, Lord, Jesus, all oh, for a closer walk with you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you yes,
praise
Lord.
You for
yes,
it.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let's go to prayer.